Very good. Good evening, online students. I am hoping online students had an opportunity to view the Ministers Conference morning and evening. I would be remiss, however, if I didn't talk a little bit about the morning session, because Apostle ministered on fasting and prayer. And this is a prayer class. Amen. All right. The other thing is, if you did not have an opportunity to attend the morning sessions, or even if you attended, I highly recommend that you get the CDs or the DVDs. It is nothing like it. Like many of you, I sit there. But then if I listen to the CD or watch the DVD, and it's like, where was I? You know, because you hear, and I don't care how many times you look or listen, you're gonna hear something else different from what you heard when you were there. So online students, I am encouraging you, and I know you're only required for the evening session, but I am encouraging you to somehow get a hold of the morning sessions also, because Apostle taught on fasting and prayer. We're going to deviate just a little bit tonight instead of just going straight with Mr. Bounds. Second-year students used this book last year, and the author is G-U-I-L-L-E-R-M-O, Maldonado. Maldonado, I think I got the last name right. One of the things that I was disappointed in last year, we got right up to chapter 8. It was a chapter on fasting, and we ran out of time, as usual. You know, I'm always thinking that I have a whole lot more time, but I didn't have time, and so we couldn't get to it. And I think I made one statement about fasting last year. So what I want to do tonight is go ahead and give you information on fasting from Mr. Maldonado. Now, this is going to be different from what you're going to get from Apostle. One of the things I've explained to you is that Mr. Maldonado, he's a good teacher. He gives information. What Apostle does is ministers revelation. You see the difference? He gives good basic information on fasting. I think it's important. I want you to know it. But you're going to have to ask the Holy Spirit to help you to receive the revelation on fasting. I've fasted in the past, and I thought I had done some. You know, Apostle asked, anybody fast? Oh, man, I held my hand up. But what I found after I went through the class last week, and he's been teaching here at the church before, I did not have a full revelation of fasting. But now I have received the revelation, and I understand. See, that's what revelation does. It helps you to understand. And fasting is so important. I'm going to share some things with you here tonight. I mean, it didn't really blow me out the water, but it helped me to understand maybe this is the reason the enemy is prevailing against us so much, because there is power. It's like, I'm trying to think, I don't know nothing about additives to gas and oil and all, but it's like, you know, you put something in the car to give it a little boost. You know, you might be using premium gas, but then they say, pour this in there, and it's going to help you either run smoother or go a little bit further, a little bit more power, a little bit. That's the way, you know, fasting is. You know, fasting and prayer. Prayer and fasting. What you're going to find out, this author is going to tell us. You know, some people might think, now that I know about fasting, I'll fast, but not going to pray. We've been praying, but we have not been fasting. Okay? So we are getting ready to jumpstart our prayers. I really and truly believe that. That meeting last week was just, it was just unbelievable. But I told y'all that in the beginning of the year. Amen. I told you. I say it's different. I say it's different. I say God is taking our apostle higher and higher, and he's bringing us right along with him. And in order for us to keep up with him, we're going to have to fast and we're going to have to pray. Why? Because he's fasting and praying. And if you want to keep up with him, that's what you're going to have to do. As students in this school, you know, I can't tell y'all enough. It would be a very, very sad commentary for y'all to leave this school and say, oh, I went to Ever Increasing Word Training Center and I graduated. And you don't have the power. You don't know what to do. You know what I'm saying? You're supposed to know that when you leave here, because Apostle is teaching it, all of the instructors, you know, we're doing our very best to give it to you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So I'm going to challenge each and every one of you online students. I'm challenging you also to fast. Amen. If you have not been fasting after tonight, the information I'm going to give you is going to be a good starting point. I encourage you, get a hold of the CDs from the Minister's Conference, DVDs, and listen. Spend some time with those messages. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. Congratulations to the second year students. This is your final run here. I know y'all are excited. Amen? Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just give you praise and honor and glory, Lord God, for all that we are hearing, all that we're seeing, Lord God, and that you're giving us understanding. We thank you for the revelation of fasting and prayer, Lord. Oh, how we thank you for our apostle. We give you praise and honor and glory for him, Lord God, the anointing, the gift, the gifts, the callings, the revelations, the manifestations that you're giving to him. You're doing it all for us, Lord God. We give you the praise and the honor and the glory for it. Thank you for what you're going to say to us tonight. Holy Spirit, we do invite you. We welcome you. Open our ears, let us hear. Open our eyes, let us see. Touch our hearts that we may understand. And not only just understand, but go out and do what it is that we will learn here tonight. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen,
amen, amen, amen. All right. In this book, for the second year students, you still have it. It is chapter 8. The title is Fasting and Prayer, A Lifestyle Choice. Now, first year students, don't feel left out. I mean, I'm gonna give you what you need. You don't need to go out and buy the book. If you have a good friend who's a second year student, they might loan it to you if you want to just brush up on it. Amen? But I'll share with you some of the points that I thought were important for you to have. Every now and then, I'm gonna say, Mr. Maldonado said, but Apostle said. I'm gonna do that. Y'all know I do that all the time. Okay? All right. Okay, this author, he says, fasting is the voluntary abstention of eating for a determined period of time. Notice that word voluntary. Nobody's making you do it. Nobody's forcing you to do it. You're making up your mind, I am going to voluntarily not eat, okay, for a determined period of time. Who determines the time? You. You determine it, okay? Unless you're in a congregation and your leader, your bishop, your pastor calls a fast. They do that sometimes and say, okay, we're going to fast at this particular day and this is what we're going to be fasting about. But otherwise, you said it. Okay. For those of you who are not members of Word of Life Christian Center, for several weeks now, we have been fasting along with Apostle. He fasts Tuesday night, beginning 12 o'clock, most times until after service on Wednesday. I think last week he did 12 o'clock Tuesday night to 4 o'clock on Wednesday. You set the time. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
What I love about Apostle is he says, use wisdom.
Right.
That's the main thing. He says, use wisdom. They have some real, real good questions. I think it's a part of the CD package. You know, those people who are on medications, they had some questions about that. You know, one of the recommendations was, you know, talk to your doctor first. I say talk to God first and then talk to your doctor. Amen. He's going to tell you. He's going to tell you. You know, God going to tell you. Amen. All right. Now, apostles' definition was different, just a little bit. He says, fasting is abstaining from food for spiritual purposes. You understand? For spiritual purposes. Mr. Maldonado, you know, he just said, you know, abstaining for a determined period of time. But, you know, apostle put that word spiritual in there. He says, this is done, our author, for the purpose of seeking God's face and to establish a stronger relationship with him. He gives us a passage over in Joel, J-O-E-L, chapter 2, verse 12. And it says, therefore also now, says the Lord, turn ye even to me with all your heart and with fasting and weeping and with mourning. Amen? Okay, so you see here, you know, the Bible speaks of fasting. Then in Matthew chapter 6, verses 16 through 18, Jesus says, Matthew 6. We'll go look at verses 16 through 18. Okay, ready? All right. Moreover, when you fast, you notice he said when you fast. He didn't say if you fast. He said, when you fast, okay? When you fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when you fastest, anoint your head and wash your face, that thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father, which is in secret. And thy Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly. Now, you know, Apostle talked about this a whole lot on last week also. And again, he emphasized that word when. And the author says the word when, it implies that you can fast and pray whenever you want without the need for a specific word from God. Sometimes God will, you know, he'll tell you to fast. Amen. He might. Amen. Just stay open for a specific word from God or anyone else. Fasting and prayer was a way of life for the early church, and it should be the same for the church today. One of the things that Apostle pointed out in this passage, he was talking about a right way and a wrong way. Right. You know, there's a right way to fast and there's a wrong way to fast. So, you know, the right way, that's the way that we want to take. Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to come back to these verses. This author says there are three kinds of biblical fasting. Now, I read another book, and he said there were four. But because this is the one that we used last year, Mr. Maldonado, we're going to go with what he says. Let's see. Apostle talked about a book on fasting. I don't have that one. Derek Prince, if anybody's interested. And it's D-E-R-E-K, not D-E-R-R-I-C-K, D-E-R-E-K, Derek Prince. Okay? But Mr. Maldonado, he says that there are three kinds of biblical fasting. One, it's a total fast. Now, this is going to help you. Okay? He says, this fast is accomplished without eating solid food, are drinking any liquids, not eating and you're not drinking. He said, including water. And then he talks about in the book of Esther, the Jews did not eat or drink. Do y'all remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mordecai.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I like Esther's words, you know, was it Mordecai who told Esther that you've come to the kingdom for such a time as this?
Yes.
famous words. I love them. I love them. I love them. But anyway, they called a fast. Amen. And so they didn't eat or they didn't drink. I think it was for 3 days. And that's a total fast, total fast. Then the author says there's an absolute fast. In this fast, you do not eat solid foods, but you can drink water. Okay. And that's the fast that the author refers to in Matthew 4, verses 1 through 11, where Jesus fasted 40 days. And you notice they pointed out he was afterwards hungered, but they never said anything about him being thirsty. Right. Amen? Right. So because they didn't say he was thirsty, he must have had something to drink. Amen? And they call this when you don't eat any solid food at all, but you can drink, the author calls this an absolute fast, okay? So you got a total, not eating, not drinking, and then you got absolute. Then he says the third one is a partial fast. He says this kind of fasting is done by eliminating a certain kind of solid food and or drink from the usual daily diet, as it was in the case of Daniel. In Daniel chapter 10, verse 3, it says, I ate no pleasant food, no sweet potato pie, no pecan pie, no meat or wine came into my mouth, nor did I anoint myself at all till 3 whole weeks were fulfilled, 21 days. Amen? And you'll hear people talk about the Daniel fast. If you get the CDs and the DVDs, you'll hear Apostle talking about the Daniel fast also. Amen? Okay, I usually think about this one. I grew up here in Ascension Parish. I call this Catholic country. And even though my family was Baptist, they did a lot of traditional things that were done in the Catholic Church. I guess they just didn't know. I don't know. You know, but when the church had Lent, you know, they gave up something. That's like that partial. You know, you give up something during Lent, you give it up for 40 days. But that little one little thing, we usually give up something we don't really want anyway. Right. That's what we did. But that's a partial fast. Amen? Yeah. I mean, my big thing is Coca-Cola's. I give up Coca-Cola every Lent. I give it up. Amen. Then I go back to it. So, I mean. Yeah. Hallelujah. But I do. I cut down. At one time, I was doing only one a week. It's just one a week. I only had one a week. Then I start creeping in 2 days. But I never go over one a day. Never. Never. I held on to that. Amen. But see, what we're going to learn, I'm going to give y'all a couple points that an apostle gave. You know, it's spiritual. You know, when you do fasting, when you do this right, this is spiritual. It is supernatural. Amen? So we're going to be looking at this. He says the partial fast is also accomplished when you suppress one or two meals a day. I'm not going to eat lunch. They say you're not supposed to ever not eat breakfast. That's what they say. I don't know. Or I'm not going to eat supper. Or when you choose to eat only fruits or vegetables. That can also be considered a partial fast. So the three types of fast this author identifies is a total, a partial, and an absolute. Okay? Total is nothing. Absolute is just no food but water. And the partial is, I guess you choose, you know, what you're going to give up. All right? And then he talks about the purpose of fasting. Now, Apostle gave us a long list of purpose and benefits of fasting. I'm not going into those. Amen? I'll give you all a few points, but I'm not going into those right now. Amen. He says, the purpose of fasting, number one, to honor God. You are actually honoring God when you choose to fast. You honor God when you choose to dedicate a certain amount of time to spend with him. Because what you're doing, you're fasting, but you're praying. You know, the time you will be eating, you're going to be praying. You know? and you're spending time with him and you're seeking his face. During this time, you recognize who God is and you give him the place of honor that he deserves by fasting. Amen? Okay, to honor God. Number two, to humble and repent before his presence. People do not walk around saying, I'm prideful or I'm humble. The author says, pride and humbleness are conditions of the heart. It is who we are. The only time that it is evident to us that we have pride or lack humbleness is when we fast and pray. That's the only time. Isn't that something? When you fast and when you pray, that's when you discover whether or not you're prideful or whether or not you're lacking in humbleness. It allows us to see our true selves. And then he refers to Nehemiah 9:1-2 and Isaiah 57. I have a mark in my Bible. Let's see. I think I have a mark. Okay, Nehemiah 9, verses 1 and 2. Now in the 24th day of this month, the children of Israel were assembled with fasting and with sackcloth and earth upon them. And the seed of Israel separated themselves from all strangers. Look at that. See, that's the honoring God. They're humbling themselves, and they stood and confessed their sins and the iniquities of their fathers. Amen. He's just giving us an example of how they did it. And then in Isaiah 57 and 15. For thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabited eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a, listen to this, that is of a contrite and humble spirit. He dwells with us. Amen?
Amen.
To revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. Glory to God. Amen?
Amen.
Talking about one of the purpose of fasting is to humble and repent before his presence. Number three, to face a crisis. Every time you have to face a crisis, when you're going through the deserts in your life, when you're tempted or dealing with financial adversity, marital problems, or trying to overcome the obstacles that the enemy has raised up before you, it is time to fast and pray. Now, you can fast and pray other than that. But normally, if you're going through something like that, it is time to fast and pray. And then he refers to Jehoshaphat. Y'all remember that? The armies, the five armies were coming against him, and he called a fast. That's all you need to know. He called a fast. And that's in 2 Chronicles 20, verses 1 through 3. Another purpose of fasting is to hear his voice and to ask for direction. The scripture he refers to is Psalm 23 and 3. That's the one where he restoreth my soul. Remember that? Psalm 23 and 3. I don't want to leave anything out. Is this making sense?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Psalm 23 and 3. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. So you want to hear his voice and you're asking for direction, trusting and believing that he's going to give you the direction that you're asking for. Amen.
Amen.
Many times you might find yourself in difficult situations. You will have no idea how you should act. Do you strike the rock or do you speak to it? Do you take authority or do you wait on God? If fasting and prayer is a lifestyle choice for you, then you will be able to hear God's voice and know what to do. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That was number four. Number five, to ordain people into the ministry. Now, this one's good for pastors. Amen. He says here, fasting and prayer, and this author said, should always be the first thing that a leader does when he needs to separate a man or a woman for the work of the ministry. God takes this matter very seriously. It is very important. And when we look over in Acts 13, verse 1 through 3, y'all are very familiar with it. You've heard it a number of times before. Sometimes I put these in my notes, but these I didn't. Acts 13, 1 through 3. Now there was in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas and Simeon, that was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, and Manan, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. Y'all know Saul. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, they ministered, they praised him, they worshiped him, and they fasted. The Holy Ghost said, an apostle said during the meeting, that was very important, that the Holy Ghost spoke. Yeah, he spoke. Amen. And the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. And when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. Amen. 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 So that's one of the purpose of fasting and praying. That was number five. Number six, to develop spiritual sensitivity. Now, this is the one here that blew me away, y'all. When you fast, your spiritual perception and sensitivity is sharpened. That's almost like praying in the Holy Ghost. So if you can imagine, you know, you're praying in the Holy Ghost and you're building yourself up and you're getting stronger and you add fasting to that. Amen. Amen. Add fasting to it. Let's see. Your spiritual perception and sensitivity is sharpened. If there was something in the word that you did not understand, after you fast and pray, your understanding in the word will increase. Now, that's true. That's true. I'll tell y'all that. That's true. If it is difficult to hear the voice of God, you know, some people say, well, he don't ever say nothing to me. I don't hear him. The author says, if it's difficult to hear his voice, the voice of God, after you fast and pray, amen, you will be able to hear it with ease. You'll be able to hear. See, that's another reason. That's why you want to fast. And that's why you want to pray. But remember, the two go together, fast and pray. Now, this is what blew me out the water. The author says, witches, spiritists, and Satanists fast against the church. Evil spirits fast against the church. Witches, spiritists, Satanists, they fast against the church. According to them, fasting makes more evil spirits to come to their aid, thus increasing their power. Amen. Now you see why we need to fast. You know, if they're fasting to be more powerful against the church, now we know that God's power is greater. But you know, when we give God some fasting to work with, well, we are going to prevail against them. And when I read this, I started wondering. I said, well, Lord, does this have something to do why, you know, they seem to be so successful against us sometimes? You know, we're not fasting. We're not fasting. I mean, listen to the tapes. I mean, Apostle explains about how, you know, you fasted and your flesh. You know, you're bringing that flesh under the spirit. You know, I wrote down one little thing for you that he said. Fasting is a faith builder. He said flesh backs up. And faith comes forward when you fast. Amen? It's a faith builder. Your anointing rises when you fast, because flesh submits and spirit arises. Talking about your spirit. Amen. The Holy Spirit within your spirit then has an opportunity to arise in you when you fast. Fasting humble you that you can hear and see in the spirit. It is putting the flesh under the jurisdiction of the spirit. See, that's that revelation that he was teaching from. Talking about fasting and the flesh and the spirit. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. But I mean, when I saw that, I said, you mean to tell me evil spirits, they fasting? People who practice that, they fast? Yeah, because they say if they fast, they can make more evil spirits come to their aid, thus increasing their power. They become more powerful against the church. Against the church. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, y'all looking at me like I was looking too. It's like. So, I mean, all you got to do then is just fast. You know, if they fasting, well, first of all, our God is greater than their God. So if they're fasting to help their God, and we decide to fast, to just let our God know how much we love him and how much we honor him, you know, then that's the greater power. Amen. That's the greater power. I'm going to overcome. Amen. Then we're going to overcome all the enemy. Amen. Hallelujah. But I mean, y'all remember that. I had no idea. They fast. And then the last one was number 7, to loose the bonds of wickedness. And this is found over in Isaiah 58:6. And the author uses that word. He says to loose. He said in the Hebrew, this means to open a door that was closed, to deliver someone from captivity, to loosen a prisoner, to untie a knot. He says there are traps and obstacles that the enemy sends into your life that are impossible to break except through fasting and prayer. And then we know that over in Matthew 17, verse 21, it says this kind, Jesus said, this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting. You know, they brought the man brought his son to the disciples, and they couldn't cast the devils out, couldn't cast them out. And he said, this kind, whatever kind that was, comes out only by fasting and prayer. So there are times if you're dealing with something and it just looks like it's not moving, nothing happening, go on a fast. Amen. Ask the Lord, what's going on here? And pray. Pray and then fast. Amen.
Amen.
All right. What steps should you take to fast? All right. This is how you do it. Number one, the first thing you want to do is to declare your fast before God in an audible voice. Say it. Yeah, you declaring it. Ask God what type of fast and then determine how long you will fast. You know, and you know, for people who haven't done it before, online students, you might want to start with 4 hours. You know, I'm not going to eat for these 4 hours. But you got to tell the Lord, I'm fasting for 4 hours. And then tell him the purpose, because that's number two. Define the purpose of your fast. What is the reason? What you're expecting? He gives the example, Lord, I declare this fast for my children's salvation. You know, you might be declaring it for something else. I want to hear you better. Amen. Number three. Okay, so declare it. Define your purpose. Then ask the Holy Spirit to help you. The Holy Spirit is our comforter and counselor. Ask him to give you the spiritual, physical, and emotional strength that you will need as you do your fast. Amen?
Amen.
We did that. The intercessors, you know, when Apostle called a fast, well, we started praying for one another. Amen. To have the strength, spiritual, physical, and emotional strength to fast. And then number four, just as in prayer, receive the answer to your fast before it comes. You should give thanks to God for receiving the answer to your petition during your fast and prayer before you see it manifest in the natural. It is important to keep in mind that this is not a business transaction with God. Amen? Rather, the answer to your prayer comes as a result of your diligence in searching for him. And because you want to be closer to him, he will reward you. Amen?
Amen.
God always rewards those who diligently seek him. Remember this, fasting and prayer go together. When believers fast and pray with the right heartfelt attitude, with the correct intentions, you know, you're not trying to impress nobody. You're not trying to be spiritual. You know, we do that sometimes. We think, well, if I fast, I'm spiritual. Nah, no, that's wrong intentions. And you do it in line with God's words, the results are powerful. Fasting and prayer is a powerful tool in the hands of the believer, but it does not change God. It changes you. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. It changes you. Let's see. Now, those are the, I think I gave you the ones that I had written down from Apostle. He even talked about faith fasting and fake fasting. You know, faith and fake, you know, just going through the motions. You don't have no understanding of what you're doing. You're just doing it because Sally did it down the street. You know, I'm not going to eat any fried chicken today. I'm on a fast today. Okay, let's go. Did you declare that before the Lord? Did you declare it? Did you state the purpose? You're not going to eat fried chicken. Why? What's the purpose? You know, these are the things. I mean, it sounds silly, but, you know, God loves us. He cares for us. And he has made everything so simple. We are the ones who have complicated everything. And, you know, all we can do at this point now, because Apostle is sharing the lesson on fasting and prayer with us, God is now going to hold us responsible. Amen. We are responsible and we are accountable to God. Amen. I thank him for his mercy. Oh, God, thank you for your mercy. He has been so merciful to us because we didn't know. We didn't understand about all of this. We didn't understand that if I fast, I can get more power. Fast and pray, not just pray. You know what I'm saying? Just pray and pray. Thank God for prayer. Thank God for the baptism in the Holy Ghost. Now, caution, don't leave what you've learned about prayer and go on with fasting. No, bring it all with you. Come on. It's all a part of the package. You want to fast and you want to pray. Amen. And I believe that as we begin to fast and pray, I believe we're going to start getting some answers. I think we're going to get them quicker. And I mean, some of them hard things that we've been dealing with, when we fast and we pray, I think God's going to show up for us. Yes, I really believe that. I just believe that. Because, I mean, I was excited. When I heard my apostle, teaching on that and the revelation, I had no revelation. I mean, I did it. You know, I guess God was looking at it and winking. He was winking. He said, she did it for 5 days, but, you know. Thank him for his mercy. You know, he's looking at your heart. He's looking at your heart. What's your intentions? You know, what's your motive? Why you want to do this? You know, because I want to hear you. You know, I want to honor you. I want to praise you. And the main thing, you know, and an apostle stressed this. Man, it is bringing that flesh under, you know, put him under subjection to your spirit, man, because that flesh been ruling stuff. I'm hungry. I want to eat steak. I don't want no vegetables and no fruit. Amen. But when you tell it shut up, you're not getting nothing for the next 24 hours, 12 hours, 4 hours. You know, we do that. And it's all to honor God. So, I mean, I want y'all, online students, this includes you also, I want y'all to start somewhere. You know, if you got some medical issues, talk to your doctor, you know, do an hour. You know, we got the three different kinds, you know, partial, the absolute, and the total. But do something. Put forth some effort to show God, look, I understand it. You know, Apostle's been telling me about fasting. Miss Joanne told me about fasting. I want to fast. I'm going to fast. Not I want to fast. I'm going to fast. And let's go ahead and do it. Amen. We can't let demons have more power than what we have. Glory to God. Y'all be blessed. Are they supposed to stay in here? Do you know?